And that's being professional, as opposed to, hey, bud, how's it going? You know, that kind of a thing, which we all do. We don't like to do it, but it does happen. So we're going to have a folder on our accounts. Keep that with us. Keep track of what you have to give out. And that means literature, demos, whatever. And that should go into some form of PDA, a Palm Pilot or whatever it is. And you can get low-end stuff to keep track of things for probably $50. If the Ultimate, I'm sure some of you guys already have the Ultimate, but this one here is a pocket PC. To me, this thing is fantastic. A phone, plus it syncs with Outlook. It probably syncs with Lotus Notes. And you can have all your inventory in there, and you can have like a card that goes in there with a gig of memory. So you can have all the memory you need to keep track of stuff. And then it's really professional. You're out in the shop, and the customer says, hey, I need some help with stainless steel. Bango, you pick up your inventory. You know what you got. But that takes maintenance. You have 20 inserts in there, and you give 10 away. You got to mark your inventory off that minus 10. So you need a little system to keep your records up to date. And every year, you just re-inventory everything and get all the current, everything current. And that's around December that you do that. Set up a home office, really, really nice home office. Should be in the center of the house if you can, so that you can be with your family and you can be working in front of your family, as opposed to, you know, you got your office someplace in a basement or, you know, in a garage.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've got kids, man.
Is that right? You can't do that, huh?
No, I would never do that to my family. Put my office in the middle of the house?
Well, in my view, I like the idea of everybody working together instead of all watching TV and playing video games. You know, let the kids read. They got homework to do and stuff like that.
When I work, my kids aren't really involved. I'm in a spot where I can concentrate, and I don't need a lot of distractions, and I certainly wouldn't put my cluster or whatever in the house.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
well,
that's just my. I thought you were joking.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I like the idea of setting a good example for my family, and I like the idea of us all working on stuff, and all of us could benefit, in my view, from working together. And I really like the idea of I'm reading, you're reading, the kids are reading, we're all working together and learning, as opposed to everybody's going nuts.
I do, John, agree with you. If you got your children are older,
like, yeah.
I have two younger kids, and I'll be honest with you, I would not get anything done.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they'd be climbing all over your stuff.
Daddy, you know, it's like,
yeah, okay. All right, well, you need to have a good home office and get it set up so you can get some work done wherever it is. Okay, let's move over to page 85. Maintain the best trunk in the business. You know those plastic milk crates? I just showed you one there. You can stick them in your trunk and put your folders in there, put your samples, your brochures, and all that sort of thing. That could be really helpful. All right, let's look over now to page 86. Here we're talking about tools of the trade, briefcase, bigger is better. I like the idea of having a briefcase that's on rollers with a nice handle. It's long enough so you don't keep hitting your ankle with it, so you need a nice long handle on it so when you take a step you don't run into your ankle and have it pull out. And you can have demos in there, you can have literature and everything you need. Your laptop can be in there and so on. And take all the things you need to do the job. We like Microsoft Outlook, PDAs, you know, BlackBerry Pocket PCs, those kinds of things. A Things to Do book, we've talked about that a number of times. This is one of the nicest ones I've seen. You know, they should have lines on it and a little margin so you can put dates in the margins and just keep track of things. You can go back and, because I found that when you're in sales, you get in something, you fix that for some other customer, but you can't remember exactly what it was, but you kind of remember it was back a ways. So you can open a book to the very first page and go through every page until you get to where it was, and then that can help you remember what you did, and that's, I found it to be very, very useful. Okay, let's move over to page 87. In terms of software, I mean, it's a no-brainer today. In my view, it's all Microsoft. It's Excel and Access. Those are the main programs. Well, that pretty much brings us to the end of the program. And we've pretty much hit our target. We wanted to be finished at 4, and it's just a little bit after 4. I'd like to personally thank you all so much for your friendship, your courtesy, your respect, for your participation in the program, and for the genuine and sincere good feelings that you gave me over these last 2 days together. I hope, and it, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, that in some small way, something that we covered today or tomorrow, or today or yesterday, will help you to increase your professionalism and ultimately your sales. And I honestly hope that these 2 days have been a really worthwhile investment of your time. I hope I see you guys again. If you ever come to Detroit and you need a place to stay, I got 4 bedrooms. I'll be happy to put you up if I can. And if you got something going on in your territory and you got a question and you want to get a third party or whatever, everything is in strict confidence. I would never, ever divulge any conversations or anything that I had with one of you guys, with your bosses or anything like that. I have no intention of doing that. My sincere thing would be to just to help somebody if I could. If you got a problem, I could learn from that, and our discussions would be in that vein, trying to help each other, and I would really appreciate that.